And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland, and I'm just checking in to see how you're all doing. Hope you're doing better. Some of you aren't doing so good. You have issues. I know, times are tough. Times are tough. Well, let's talk about what you can do to be reasonably happy and improve. To be reasonably happy and to be improving or perfecting instead of getting worse. You see, the human being, Christ once said a very interesting thing. Oh, incidentally, I need to tell you about myself. My name is Pastor Roland. You can find me on the internet. I have a really neat website. I take prayer requests, and I also answer questions. You can actually find me, if I'm available, then you can ask me a question with, you know, texting live chat. Or you can send me a prayer request. I'm sort of like a chaplain or a radio pastor, help people on the radio and on the internet. I've been doing this for 25 years now. 25 years. Okay? Now, the other thing I need to tell you really quickly is I'm only on 15 minutes. All I can afford is a 15-minute spot. So that means you're not going to hear me again on this station till next week at the same time, Lord willing. So write down the web address, talktoapastor.org, because you probably never hear me again. You know how it is. You do this and do that and have the radio on sometimes, and sometimes you don't. You're lucky if you happen to have it on right now. Maybe it's a blessing. Maybe it's divine providence. Because a lot of people have issues which seem insoluble. Or you have issues and, you know, you can do a little palliative care and things get a little better, but, you know, how many people have a relationship? You know, they're married and it starts off happy. Every couple starts out filled with hope, filled with looking forward to a wonderful life. And they're absolutely certain that it's not going to be like their parents or other parents, other people that they know who fought and were, you know, or secretly unhappy. See, a lot of moms are secretly unhappy. Their husband knows it. Maybe he doesn't. Well, he knows it because of her silent treatment and her moods and things like that. Or maybe he doesn't even know it. He has absolutely no idea that she's secretly unhappy. What's that all about? And why is it that we start off marriage happily and then sooner or later there's squabbling and fighting, and sometimes there's divorce or there's a long marriage of unhappiness, and the kids suffer? So what's happening? Well, I can tell you. I can explain it to you. In fact, I've written two fantastic books on the subject. One of them is very popular. It's called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. But people have other issues. So it seems like, you know, and I hate to say this, but it's just true. It seems like with most people, things start off good when they're young, and then as the years go by, everything deteriorates. Their health deteriorates, their, you know, happiness, their joy, their spontaneity, their energy, everything seems to deteriorate. So that's not good. But I'm here to tell you it's not supposed to be that way. No, it's not supposed to be that way. And there is a way to make it so it's not that way. But what you need is kind of a complete makeover, okay? A complete makeover, but this time a makeover at the hands of God. Because any other makeover, in fact, any that you try yourself, it's not going to be the answer. So I have some answers, and I'm going to tell you what Jesus said about perfection and about getting better instead of getting worse. Wouldn't that be nice to start 2016 and progressively get better and better instead of worse and worse? I'll be right back after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Yes, that commercial was excellent. I ended up by saying that you need to start living instead of just reacting, which is what most of us do. Now, one of the reasons why we deteriorate, okay, it's not the reason, but it's one of the sub-reasons, and that is because you're overreactive. You react to everything. If you're like 99% of people, you react. See, instead of leading the way, instead of leading the way with patience, leading the way with wisdom, with understanding, see, you go out in the world and you react. See, so you're immediately in second place. You immediately find yourself in second position and trying to regroup after having reacted and failed. See, reacting is a failure. When you go out in the world, you get upset, you get angry, you get irritated, you get nervous. You become impatient, that's a failure. Now, human beings were not created to be failures. God did not create Adam and Eve to be a failure. But Adam was ambitious, he doubted God, he listened to the words of the serpent, he wanted to do it on his own. Okay, he thought he could, with knowledge, do it on his own. But it didn't work out. He lost paradise. And everything became a jungle, hell. Then he suffered, and then he died. Now that we inherit from Adam, we inherit this kernel of pride. See, this ego nature, this prideful nature. And we also inherit animal bodies that live like animals, okay, and then deteriorate. But it doesn't have to be that way, okay? It doesn't have to be that way. Now, Jesus said something very interesting one time. He said, be ye, I love the ye from the old English. I'm just going to use it because I love it. Okay. He said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. So he told them to be perfect. Now, to most of us, that sounds impossible. How could we be perfect? Especially in light of the fact that everything is deteriorating. Your body's deteriorating, your relationships are deteriorating. So how can you be perfect? Well, for human beings, perfect is a process. Okay? It's not something that you arrive at. You know, you've never arisen. You've never gotten there. As soon as you think you've arisen, then be careful because you might fall. Okay? It's always a process of arriving, of improving, of perfecting. Okay, perfecting, 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 forever. Forever. See, we humans have a soul. Now, your soul, it all begins with the soul. So if your soul had a change of heart, see, so instead of being prideful, instead of being judgmental, see, what is it that blocks you from self? See, if the process of salvation were to begin, if it were to begin, then you would begin to see, you would actually see in God's light, you would see what you're doing wrong, and you would be able to not do it anymore. And you'd be able to live with increasing perfection, increasing patience, increasing kindness, increasing wisdom. increasing, always improving, a process of perfecting, okay? Because you would have God's light. Now you do, actually you do have God's light right now, but you don't know that you have it because it feels like conscience. If you even feel your conscience at all, if you even feel it at all, then you don't like it because it makes you feel bad. But what you don't realize is that conscience is actually your closest link to God. Your conscience is God's light now rubbing your nose in what you did, and with 20/20 hindsight, you see your error, you feel bad. But if your conscience was instead a light unto your, a lamp unto your feet, if you walked in the light, if you walked close to your intuition, see in the Garden of Eden, everybody knows that Adam chose knowledge, but he chose knowledge instead of what? Instead of intuition. See, Adam had a wordless, he was close to the Father, and he just wordlessly, it was like a wordless language. It didn't have to be spoken. He just knew. He realized things. See, when you get a joke, for example, you get it. All of a sudden, I get it. Or when you solve a math problem, oh, I see. You see, you realize, you suddenly understand in a lightning flash. That's a realization. Okay? Well, that's intuition. Okay? In God's light, your soul, in God's light, sees things. Okay? You see things, and then what you see, what you realize, what you wordlessly know, that's what Adam turned his back on. Instead, he chose knowledge. Okay, now how about you? Do you judge people? Do you go around and resent people and judge them? Well, you're choosing knowledge and you're using it in a very bad way. So you need to have a change of heart about such things, which you can in God's light, with His help. Okay? Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. This is the second half of the program. Those of you who are listening in Southern California, well, you're lucky because you get the whole 30 minutes. In the second half of the program, I can be a bit more relaxed and go into more detail. I can go into more in-depth. You see, the first half of the program is what other people get, okay? Now, if you heard the first half of the program somewhere, and now you're here to hear the whole program, well, that's very good for you. So let's continue with the topic of getting better instead of getting worse, of improving instead of deteriorating. Okay? Now, you know, when you were a kid or a teenager, you saw people getting older and deteriorating and falling apart and becoming, you know, selfish and, you know, that sort of thing, and you sensed that there was something wrong with that. You sensed something wrong with it. Okay? Well, there is something wrong with it because we're not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be improving, not deteriorating. Now, let's talk about what, what improving means and what perfection means, okay? So let's start. It begins with the soul. Now, what is it now that's blocking? You see, if you were in God's light, look, if you have a beautiful, if you have a beautiful plant, and the plant is in a decent environment, okay, puts its roots into the ground, and let's say it's good soil, okay? Now, here comes the sun every day, and the plant puts up its leaves and receives the light and warmth of the sun. And using the light and warmth of the sun, somehow the plant is able, combining with little minerals and a little bit of water and what it gets from the ground, is able to use the light and warmth of the sun to realize, to make more leaves and perhaps beautiful flowers and fruit, beautiful things a plant can make. Let's take a rose, for example, a beautiful rose bush. Okay, now the human being, the soul, is supposed to be, our soul is supposed to live in God's light, love God's light, and receive warmth, receive love and wisdom, love and light from God. The soul receives those directly. Now, if you did, then what would happen? Well, first of all, you would be full of realizations. You'd realize one thing after another. You'd see wonderful things, beautiful spiritual truths, and you'd become very wise. As the years went by, you'd become very wise. And secondly, you wouldn't make mistakes, because in God's light, you would see the error. You'd see some people rushing for some experimental thing, and you wouldn't go for it. You'd see other people, you know, drinking or taking, smoking marijuana, doing different things, and you wouldn't, because you just would see that it's not a good idea. You'd see other people following some wrong teacher, some wrong ideas, and you just wouldn't follow, because you would see in God's light that that's not the way to go. So it would be a protection for you. And secondly, if you loved God's light, you lived in God's light because you loved God's light, because you love God and you love truth. Okay? Then if you love God and love truth, then you would see something wrong. Then in God's light, you would see something wrong with will, a will other than God's will. You would see something wrong with being with a plan and scheme your own paradise. Where has that gotten you? Where have all your plans and schemes gotten you? You'd see something wrong with pompously using words to try to impress people or fool them or make them think you know something when you really don't. See, you'd see something wrong with using words to mislead people or take advantage of them or fool them. You'd see something wrong with that. You'd see something wrong with that, and then your will, you would want your will to be God's will. See? So wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? And so then you would, and then doing God's will every day, just going about your business, but not going the wrong way, which is going the right way, slowly but surely you would be doing God's will. And one day you'd look back and say, how did I get to this wonderful place and do all these wonderful things? By following God's will. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Welcome. We're talking about perfecting, about getting better instead of getting worse. I said perfection is a process, Christ said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. In other words, we're supposed to be, to find God's light and then walk in God's light. And then God's light would take care of the perfecting, okay? And I compared the soul that loves God's light to the plant that loves the sun, okay? Now, that loves the sun, could you imagine a rose bush that didn't love the sun, see, and shrank from the sun? Wouldn't be good. Well, how about people? Do you love wisdom or do you love your own planning and scheming? See, when you have a question, do you look to intuition, which God gives you? He gives animals instinct. He gives humans intuition, a wordless way of knowing. Do you look to your intuition? Do you wait upon God? Do you search your heart to know what the right thing is? Or do you look into your brain? Do you look into your thinking and try to figure things out? See, do you look to knowledge or to intuition? Adam looked to knowledge. How about you? Do you look to knowledge or do you look to intuition? See? All right. But now what is the biggest thing that interferes with your finding God, with being like the beautiful rose bush that puts its leaves up and receives God's light and translates? See, the rose bush is an instrument of translation. It translates light into beautiful flowers and leaves, you see? Well, the soul is an instrument of translation also. You should be receiving God's light and translating it into good thoughts, good deeds, okay? And a life well lived. But instead, see, you have avoided God's light because it feels like conscience. And instead, you want to keep trying to make good. You know, another degree, another class, more knowledge, more some secret to success. Well, see, you're turning your back upon God. Now, that's one thing that blocks you from finding the path to perfection, okay, from finding salvation. And salvation is a real thing. It's not just words, it's a real thing. But what's blocking you? Well, what's part of what's blocking you is if you claim that you're already on the way when you really aren't. Okay, so you have to be careful about this sort of thing. You mustn't claim to have found something that you really haven't found, because that's not honest. See, and that blocks the true thing from implementing. And the other thing that blocks you, and this is a big one, it's resentment. See, you cannot resent other people, judge other people, resent other people, hate other people, resent your wife, resent your kids, be impatient with your kids, judge other people. You can't do that, see, and find God's love. Because God says, unless you forgive your neighbor, your heavenly Father won't forgive you. So you have to find God's, you have to, see, and what does forgiveness mean? It means not hating them. It means not resenting them. That's what forgiveness means. Forgiveness means not judging them, not resenting them. Okay? That's what forgiveness means. Not judging, not resenting. So now let's restate it again. If you resent other people, then God won't forgive you. See, your errors. See how I said that? So now you see why you mustn't judge people. You mustn't hate them. You mustn't resent other people. You mustn't resent anything, because it blocks you from God. Now, these things you will have to see for yourself, and the only way you can really and truly see them is with the help of God's light. Now, in the short time that I have left, I want to mention that I have a meditation. I have several, actually, but the one I'm talking about quite a bit now is called the Easy Meditation. And what it is, it's a nice Judeo-Christian meditation, but it works for any seeker. It doesn't matter what country you're from, what race, what national origin, what religious faith background you are. It doesn't matter. If you're a seeking person, sincere about finding the truth, then it'll work for you. And it's so simple. I call it Easy Meditation because it's simple. You can learn it in 5 minutes. All you have to do is practice it 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at lunch, 5 minutes in the evening. It's great for busy people. It's easy to learn. Nothing complicated. Very, very simple. And it basically shows you how to get out of your thinking. How to get out of being lost in the imagination and lost in the machinery of your intellect. Thinking, planning, scheming, worrying, doubting, fear. See? You need to get out of that. Get out of it. Get above that. Get above your thinking. Okay? Then you become the observer of thought. And when you get above thinking, now you're closer to God's light. It's like coming up from under the water. Now you're up at the surface and there's God's light. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you, a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. This is a special message for those of you who are getting the 15-minute program. Please know that the whole program is half an hour. In Southern California, my program is half an hour. So if you're getting the 15-minute program, write down the web address so you can go to our archives and listen to the whole 30 minutes. In the second half of the program, I talk more in-depth about how to get better and how the complementary meditation that I have may help you in the process of finding salvation, of perfecting and getting better instead of getting worse. And it's free. The complimentary meditation is free. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.